You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo, 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 woo. So you would have guessed what, Sedano, on Oprah's net worth?
Like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I guess 1.5.
Yeah.
How so much
I guess
is she
syndication
worth?
Doesn't have
1.28.
2.8.
2.8.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
Bad. Not
that's
bad.
It. You too could have the. That was one of my favorite things about Oprah. I don't know if it's still true, but when she built her place in Montecito,
yep.
It was the single most expensive residential real estate transaction in the history of California.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's amazing. By yeah. the way, I say this only because I just got chastised for this recently. It is not rivalry week. In the NBA, it is rivals.
Right, there you go.
Really?
Okay,
and there is a specific reason for rivals because college basketball has coined rivalry week.
Do they have it trademarked?
I believe so.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Rivals week.
Yes. Rivals week.
Speaking of rivals week, is there anything to Joel Embiid not playing in Denver in 4 years?
Yeah, there's something there for sure.
What is it?
And he's not playing tonight in Portland, but that's
To cover his ass. That's to cover his ass. Yeah. What is it?
But I think that I just think that for whatever reason, some guys don't like playing there. Like in the
it's
altitude
not to
and
skip Jokic.
I think it's a combination of the two, right? Do I sound far?
No, you sound all right. You sound fine to me.
Yeah.
Why?
How about here?
That's better.
Okay.
Why would he skip Jokic?
You skip Jokic because I would say the biggest knock on Embiid historically has been, other than the injuries, is what?
Hasn't won a title.
Well, or conditioning.
Okay.
Conditioning has been a thing that people have ripped him for. Where's the worst
panting
place?
Denver. Yeah.
Where's the worst place to play
if
you have poor conditioning in theory?
Okay.
Allegedly, right? There. And you're playing against the guy who's your biggest rival as an individual player.
And
I can see
there.
That being a, right. And yeah, it's like nothing to him. I think that maybe part of it if I was recklessly speculating.
Bigger tank, the Lions or the Ravens?
Lions.
Lions? You sure?
I do.
They weren't the number one seed.
They had a gigantic lead.
So what? But they're the Lions.
They're nice.
And they're playing against a great team. Like
they're playing against the number one seed.
They're playing against the number one seed that people think have the best roster sans the quarterback. The Chiefs were not the Chiefs this year. You have the game at home. Their expectation, the Ravens, was to win a Super Bowl. The Lions' expectation from the beginning of the season was not to win
the
Super Bowl.
Playoffs.
But I do think this was Baltimore's last best chance.
I do too.
Really? The odds of them going as a one seed again.
They could very easily.
29,
Baltimore is such a good.
30 maybe?
Baltimore is such a good organization that even if they're not a number one seed, they could be in the mix.
Although with Lamar Jackson,
they've been in four AFC title games.
Right, but
only one with Lamar
and over again.
Right, but I'm saying
Lamar has not
been
good.
Just
in
with Harbaugh, they've been four. Yeah, one with Lamar.
I think they could definitely get better.
It's the traffic in the street, right? It's Mahomes isn't going anywhere.
Yep.
And I know that team is the weakest team that they've taken to the Super Bowl in this run.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen is a guy you got to go through. Joe Burrow's a guy you got to go through. We'll see what happens with Tua.
Maybe
Justin Herbert. You've got, Trevor Lawrence. You've got Aaron Rodgers, who's in that half of the draw, too.
27, Lamar.
27. So
he's still in his athletic prime for a while.
He is, but he's got that thing. Who else we put in the list?
Got the number one defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
The Ravens, the Dodgers, the Cowboys, the Clippers, like these teams that are very successful during the regular season, but it's like, yeah, you're going to have to show me something when it matters the most. The Ravens are near the top of that list.
Yeah, I don't know if the Ravens are, if not for me at least, because they've won Super Bowls. You know what I'm saying? Like the Cowboys have not been in an NFC title game since I was in high school.
Yeah. The 1900s.
Like, meanwhile, the Ravens have won two Super Bowls in that span. You know what I mean? So I don't put the Ravens in that particular category.
But those Super Bowls, I'm trying to Flacco and Dilfer, right?
Right.
So those two, the Dilfer one feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
But the Flacco one a little bit more recent.
Sure.
It just, when you get one of those guys that keeps coming up this much short over and over again, and not just because the other guy gets you.
Yeah.
Like Josh Allen feels like Mahomes just keeps getting him.
He's Michael Jordan. He's Michael Jordan. I know he doesn't. I know Jordan never lost in the finals, and he lost a Super Bowl. But he's in your way all the time.
All the time, right? And he never gives you one.
Lamar is Charles Barkley or Patrick Ewing or one of these guys.
It would be Charles Barkley or Patrick Ewing if Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing averaged 8 points a game in the finals. That's what he is. And that's what he's doing. The Lamar piece of it stinks.
They were awful yesterday. And it wasn't, and as bad as Lamar was because he was bad, that team 1,000% looked like they were overwhelmed.
Yeah.
The penalties were idiotic. As Casey kind of sat there, calm, cool, and collective, like, all right, we've been here before, we've done this. The Ravens were just guys running all over the place, like with their.
One of the big things is, they were the number one rushing team during the season. He dropped back 82% of the time.
They definitely went away from their game plan. I would also add that the Chiefs' defense, this is by far the best. No, surprising. Yeah, they're the third best scoring defense in the league. How is that surprising?
Surprising is what I say.
Why?
Because the Chiefs have never been known for their defense.
Right, but they've been if you look over the last three, every year they've gotten better to the point where they're elite now. So that's
what they lead with, quite frankly.
Yeah.
This is a Mahomes and Andy Reid production, but the starring players are on the defensive side, than Mahomes.
I mean, Chris Jones is amazing.
George, the surprising thing he's saying is just that you don't think of, they have done it this year. You're right.
It's not their rep.
But it's not.
But last year they were good too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but still you think Mahomes. People don't necessarily think about their defense.
Right, but you look at
it was great. They were great.
Look at those Brady teams.
Mahomes only threw one touchdown pass yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Those Brady teams, they had great defenses. There were plenty of, go look at some of those playoff games with New England over that stretch of time. There were a lot of games they won 17-10, and it was because, Vrabel and Brewski and all those guys when McGinnis came through big.
You wonder if they transitioned into this too, like not unlike Brady, where Brady always had a guy with him on offense, but it was the Gronk era. There was Randy Moss for a minute. There was Edelman. Like, there was always a guy.
Yeah, but they didn't win with Moss.
Right. They had a guy that was kind of his running mate on offense, but the defense was always incredibly steady. But it was the quarterback and the coach.
Yeah.
Those are the two pieces, and we'll figure it out from there. They're 4 out of 5. They got a chance to go 3 out of 5 with wins, to go back-to-back for the first time in 20 years. It is Jordan. It is Brady. But he's got to get the one more, right?
Yeah,
to really kind of get to that level.
He may be, if he wins this one, because remember the knock was, he hadn't won on the road. He hadn't had to play on the road. And now he's gone through two teams on the road. Yep. If he wins the Super Bowl against the Niners, if you go pound for pound on the roster, granted, he's a way better quarterback than Purdy. The rest of that roster, the Niners are better. Okay, they are better at receiver. They are better at running back. They're better along the defense. As far as the name brands. Not statistically this season, but the name brands, okay? Or at the very least, they're in the same category. He wins this one. To me, he's the best quarterback I've ever laid eyes on.
He overtakes Brady.
Well, in the sense of, I'm not talking about resume.
I'm talking about skill set.
Skill set. Okay. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, arm talent,
He is Steve Young, Dan Marino, and Montana Brady, whatever, all mixed into one.
You know what else he does, too, that you don't see it very often? Brady was like this, and the one that I always come back to, the guy that just never handed you something was Tiger.
Yeah.
Right. Tiger would lose occasionally, not a lot, but it was never because he spit the bit.
Right.
It was only because someone else went nuclear.
Above and beyond.
Right?
Yes. Mm.
That's Mahomes.
Yeah.
When he loses, it's because someone else goes nuts. It's never because, what the hell was he doing right there?
Right.
That's like the next level of that throw that they made on third down, right? To end the game.
Go for the kill.
Oh.
There aren't five quarterbacks in the league you even let throw that pass.
With a wide receiver who was maligned for most of the season.
Right.
Mm. Okay?
Mm. Might have been the highlight of the day was not letting Kadarius Toney on the roster.
You saw how upset he was?
Furious.
Yeah, he stinks.
Yeah, and he's a loose cannon.
Yeah.
And not only might he drop the ball, he might get the penalty, he might do the thing that not only doesn't help you, but actively destroys what it is that you're doing.
Yeah, never draft Florida Gators is what I say.
Oh, is he a Gator?
Yeah.
So how do you guys do this? Like, who's driving predominantly?
Oh, his show.
Travis and I talked about that last week. His show.
We were talking on Friday about this. You were saying that when Trav was out, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man.
Geez. You were driving.
I'm like, driving this. There's a lot of work here. I just sometimes want to just have some sunflower seeds and look out the window.
Right.
That's kind of the – So I thought today you might say,
nope.
"No, get in there, brother."
No, no, today no, is no. a no prep day, George. Is it just
walk
come
right
by?
In? I walk right in. I've watched all the games. So I don't need any prep.
I'm rolling through the week. Yeah. In fact, tomorrow is
with Cappy too.
Yeah.
With
oh,
Cappy
it's a full
also.
Combo plate tomorrow.
Yeah, and Chris, right? Because it's Tuesday.
Oh, lit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
that's
you
right.
and I do Thursday.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's him.
Yeah.
I'm just walking in. I'm walking in, going pew 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 pew.
Perfect.
How does that make it, let's talk it out. How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel totally fine. I'm in my normal role. I thought
this was your opportunity to kick back, put the feet
no,
up.
No,
if he comes and does the afternoon show, then he's done that once or twice.
Right, I did that. And then I don't drive.
Kicks back.
So if we transitioned, if we go from, you know, the Mason and Ireland show to Sedano and Cap, do you guys switch spots or you just switch philosophies?
We have done that,
yeah.
Right? We've done it where we shifted in the middle and George took over.
Right.
So we've done that. I don't know. Philosophically, are we different than... I don't know.
Christopher could answer that question. Or Greg, one of them could answer that question. Do you believe philosophically anything changes?
He doesn't.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. Yeah. That broadcast school's really paid off.
That was good.
Oh, Sedano's going to work you overtime.
Good. All right, fine. I'm just here for the...
Just go home.
I'm here for the jokes. I don't care.
Do the Sedano show.
I'm here to goof around. That's my job.
Anyway, we got Ireland at 1:20.
Yes,
right?
Ireland's coming on at 1:30, right?
1:30,
live from Houston.
How much fun was that game on Saturday, Lakers Warriors?
It was the best game of the year in the NBA, and it wasn't even close. Although AD, I'd have to look back at the exact moment, but AD, man, did he survive potentially being the GOAT? I think it was either late fourth quarter or the first overtime. He gets the ball at the corner, okay, and Draymond, somebody flew by him.
Okay.
He pump fake, they fly by him. He takes the three. It was a one-point game. Mm-hmm. If he just drives the baseline where there's nobody there, he gets either a basket or gets fouled. And then, it was a two-point game. And then they go over there and they tied the game. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I was screaming at him.
Did you yell louder at that or when D'Angelo pulled up for that three?
D'Angelo also could have been a goat.
That's what
he had three straight possessions where he coughed the ball up.
Okay, he's got the turnovers, and like you said, and Doris Burke said on the broadcast, she's like,
you got to have huge balls.
Pulled up right away.
The balls to freaking pull up and take that three.
But see,
your
balls have to match your shooting percentage, right? There comes a moment if Steph Curry pulls up, great.
Of course,
but if you're D'Angelo Russell and you pull up, you better make it.
Well, that's the point, right? Like the point she was saying is nobody's saying, hey, D'Lo, pull up for three on a 1-on-2.
Right. That's a no, yes.
When you're down two. That's exactly what it is. That was a fun game. That was a great game.
Should I feel shame or should I be proud of myself that I made it through 27 days of January without a drink? I came off the wagon
on
Friday night.
Oh, did you?
I did.
So dry January ended a little early.
Whatever Friday night. So went out. We were in Vegas and Susan and I are out. And I'm everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
And we're at this restaurant and I see martinis go back and forth. I'm like, this is it.
That's fine.
This is the end.
You've done enough.
That's enough?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm with you wholeheartedly.
Okay, Sedano, you're going dry right now?
I may even go in through February. I may see how far I can push it.
Yeah.
It's nice to get a reset, though. You know what I mean? Like, I love alcohol.
Was it 72 hours without
eating? I did the fast, yeah.
Okay, if you're doing that, then I think he's in.
I think that I love alcohol, but sometimes if you indulge a little too much, you get a little fog after a while.
I wake up on Saturday morning. Again, this is the longest run I've had in several years where I've been disciplined. We had a couple martinis and a little bit of wine with dinner. Wake up on Saturday morning, I'm like, oh, this is what it was.
This
was the normal Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel so great. You forget that feeling good is kind of a nice way to feel.
And here's the thing. The problem is, and Clapper taught me this a long time ago, the only way you reduce the hangover is by eating carbs. But then you gain a ton of weight because
you already got the weight from the alcohol.
The empty calories, and then you got to have the carbs.
Exactly.
French fries. Quesadilla. What else are we talking about?
The night, all the carbs.
Just those things. Pizza's a go.
That's a good one.
Just a peanut butter and jelly at the end of the night.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's
a good stop.
George, there are
why did you guys leave us cake on Friday morning?
Because it was Michael's birthday. I didn't leave you guys cake. It was Laura.
Wait a minute.
So Sliwa said it looked like Wolverines.
Well,
it
did. I mean,
they destroyed it.
The cake just
was demolished.
It was beautiful
Michael
when they first got here.
Icing on his face. I mean, it was a mess.
What, did he eat it like a pie eating contest where he wasn't allowed to use a fork?
Nobody knew how to cut it.
People come in chopping it up, and all of a sudden you just got a wad of cake here and a wad of cake there, and what you guys got left.
There's more cake over there. Somebody has a new cake today.
Sliwa brought the cake today.
That's a long story.
What's that from?
What's the story about
just
the
give us the 10-second version.
Michelle bought it for somebody who's turning 103 years old.
Wow.
And then she wasn't able to do the event that they were doing, so we had a
free cake.
So does
cake
it say
there.
Happy 103rd birthday?
No, it says nothing on that. That's like the top, right?
It says nothing. They were going to do that at this at the place that they were going to or whatever.
You're
going
to put 103 candles on it?
Probably not.
The 103-year-old's still doing fine, though.
Still doing fine.
Good. Okay, good.
But then
it wasn't that.
Then we have that whole cake.
That was my first hot list. Yeah. Didn't get a chance to
use it. Just missed.
We have that whole cake sitting at home like that's coming in the office. Somebody wants it. They could eat it.
Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Boy, you.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, so it is a combo plate today. I get to work with Sedano. For some reason, Morales thinks you're going to beat me in the show. Like you are, it is some sort of competition between you and I to see who wins.
It's like around the horn.
Yeah,
he wants it to be around the horn. He wants
reality
to,
right here.
To score our takes.
Exactly.
Greg can be reality.
Yeah,
oh, I'll be reality. I'll be step boy.
See who wins. Yeah. I already concede.
He actually said that he's going to beat you into submission.
Oh, beat me into submission.
Submission.
Well,
yeah,
again,
that
a fight of some kind. So I'm telling you. The one thing, and I was rooting like crazy for the Lions.
I know.
I hate the Niners,
But they're really good.
They gave that game away. The Lions gave the game away. They gave it to them on a silver platter and said, here, take this bid to the Super Bowl.
So I generally, you've known me for a long time.
Yes.
I'm generally not a guy who believes in the existential mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are things that happen that are unexplainable, but also kind of explainable. And, like, bad things tend to happen to certain teams.
Yes.
The luck, for whatever reason, is never on their side until it finally is on their side. Like,
right.
The Cubs for many years.
Sure.
Right? And everybody was super excited with the Cubs winning a World Series. Even people had no interest in the Cubs.
Right.
It was as watched a World Series as we've had in a really, really long time. Right? And I feel like the Lions were kind of in that Cubs path for a while. And I think people like you were jumping on the bandwagon.
Come on.
But that play, the Brandon Ayuk play,
told you everything.
Right.
That's when it all spun out
when
of control.
When that happened, I remember looking at my wife and saying, this is the beginning of the end for the Lions.
Yeah.
Because A, I thought he had scored the touchdown already.
Sure.
But then I was like, okay, well, they still have a shot.
Yep.
And then they eventually scored. And I'm like, yeah, this one's going to flip really quickly. And that's what it did. It
and
flipped
then
very
Gibbs
quickly.
Fumbled and it was tied game. And I don't care what anybody said. There were people, I watch Get Up every day.
Oh.
So they had all the football guys on today.
Yeah. Clark.
They were all defending Dan Campbell. I think what he did is indefensible.
Absolutely.
You have to tie the game.
Listen, with all due respect to whoever was on the show today. Who was on the
all
show today?
All those guys. Orlovsky, Ryan Clark, Rex Ryan.
I mean, Orlovsky, like, you know, has terrible food takes. So, I mean, I know he's great at football.
Yeah,
but that in itself already makes me wonder about him a little
bit.
But with all due respect to all those guys, because those guys played the game, they're wrong. Because here's what I would say. And I tweeted this in real time when he was going for it. Okay, you can look at the timestamp. I said, take the points. You've been under an avalanche.
Yeah.
Okay? The momentum had shifted in a way.
Stop the bleeding.
Just kick. And here's what the pushback I got back. Oh, they don't trust the kicker, Michael Badgley. He's only the most. He's only been there for a little bit.
How far would that kick have been? It wasn't a
47.
Crazy kick. 47?
Right, which is not like a chip shot, but not. But you're a professional kicker.
Yes.
You should be able to make a 47, 48-yard field goal, okay? And Michael Badgley, has made those in the past, okay? Mm-hmm. So clearly he didn't trust his kicker. And yes, it was the thing he did the whole time. But absolutely, you kick it because you need to take a breath.
Yeah.
You need the game to just pause for a second. Everybody go, okay, we're good. It's not all, the Avalanche stopped, okay?
Right, right.
Now we can reset, we're tied. It's all 0-0 again.
Sure.
That's why you have to do it.
Right. I just don't understand why you don't tie the game. It's just the most logical thing. Bergman didn't make any sense to you?
No, both of them didn't make any sense to me. I honestly thought that in the third quarter, you have to go up by 3 scores. You have a chance to go up.
Yeah, they could have been up 17.
27 to 10.
Yeah.
He chose to go. Yes, granted, Reynolds dropped the ball. It was a very nice sure. play. But so many things could have gone wrong that to me, was the bigger one of the two. To not taking that
You're
chance.
Saying the first one was the bigger one?
The first one. Yes, the first absolutely. One,
you can make a case for the first one.
No,
the
yeah, forwards, I'm based on that.
Touchdowns no. for field. I get all that. Like, I'm aggressive. I do this all the time. I've been doing this all year long. But when you got a chance to tie the game, you tie the friggin' game.
Yeah, but that was the of course you do. But that was the beginning of the end because you had a chance to go by 3 scores in the third quarter. You did the exact same thing at the end of the first half. You took the 3 points to go up by 17 into halftime. And then you decide not to?
I get your logic.
Yeah, I get it. Take the three.
Go by 3 scores.
Is this analytics or is just this his gut? And what are the analytics? They always talk about it.
Well, it was anything basically 4th and 5 or less on the other side of the 50.
Right.
They suggest you should go. The chances are at least in your favor. The odds are in your favor.
And they were at
4th and 3,
I think.
Yeah, it was 4th and 3. So I get that part of the equation. But he's also, that's what he's done. He's been the most aggressive coach all season long.
Yep.
But I think that here's what I would say. Analytics, and I love them. I'm a numbers guy to the core. But in the regular season, okay, mm-hmm. I think that those numbers mean more because a larger sample size.
Right.
Okay. In
over the course of a long season, though, that play is going to go for you more than it goes against you.
Correct. In the playoffs, I think there needs to be a balance of the two. There needs to be a sense of, okay, the numbers say this, but what have the circumstances been?
Yeah.
Because the numbers don't take the circumstances into effect.
Right.
They don't take the fact that you've just blown 17
down
points.
Down 3, fourth quarter. Come on.
17 straight.
Right.
They don't take that
presence
into account.
Presence of mind to say, no, the analytics may say this, but this is the right thing to do. Take the points.
To the point of that Sedano's making, it was 17 unanswered. It ballooned up to 27 unanswered points just because you didn't tie the game.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing. He's right. You have to take a breath and be like, okay, we got it tied up. Let's start over again and play good defense. They just didn't do it. It was absolutely – and the biggest mistake after that, running the ball on third down.
Yeah, I don't get the running. Yeah, because then you
wasted a timeout, and it was over.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because I really was rooting for the Lions, and I felt great story for Jared. Now they're gonna be thrilled in Detroit that they got to this point.
Yeah,
but
did you see what? The stadium was sold out for a watch party.
But what are the odds that Detroit ever gets in this spot again?
I mean,
they can do it, but...
So, the last three drafts, mm-hmm. if you go back and look at them...
And they had all those Goff draft picks.
They have...
Stafford draft picks.
Minimum of 5 players in the last 3 drafts, maybe 6 or 7, depending on how you look at it, that have played key roles on mm-hmm. this team this season. Which means they, at the very least, even the first set of guys, you don't have to pay for at least another year. So, you're in good shape from a cap perspective because you've hit on your last 3 drafts.
Yeah. Yeah, they've done well. Brad Holmes is the player personnel there guy there first started with the Rams and has done a fantastic job and was able to make that trade. It's weird. I heard these guys talking about it earlier. It is a trade that really did work out for both sides.
It did.
Yeah, I mean, it was a trade that was a home run for both teams.
I mean, if you're in Detroit right now, are you happy with where you got to, that you got this far? Or are you now disappointed?
Have you ever been to Detroit, Greg? Have you ever spent time in Detroit?
I have. Yes. Now, I played in the Maccabee games there.
So I grew up in the shadow of Detroit.
Yeah, Toledo.
45 minutes away.
Yeah.
And Detroit doesn't get any of the nice things, hasn't gotten any of the nice things for a really long time. I think they're celebrating in Detroit. I think they're happy in Detroit. I think they look at this as the first step towards something bigger in Detroit.
Do you think they're actually doing that, or they're saying same old Lions?
I think two things can be true at once, okay? Yes. I think they are lamenting blowing the 17-point lead and saying to themselves, this is us, this is what happens to us. But then with time, they can step back and say, you know what, it was a good season. But I do think there's another contingent that is probably saying what you're saying.
Sure.
That's like, hey, you know what? Let's look at the sunny side up. You know what I mean? It was a good season.
That's what I said after the Rams got eliminated. And Bergman's all over me. Like, within 10 minutes after the Rams got beat by Detroit, I said, great season.
So my mother-in-law grew up in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Born in Canada, grew up in Detroit. Because, as you know, like, you know, Windsor and Detroit are very close.
Across the bridge,
So she is a diehard Lions fan.
Yeah.
Year in and year out. Loves Matthew Stafford, right? Like, even when he won a Super Bowl, she was super pumped for him. She was rooting for the Rams because she loves Matthew Stafford. So this has been her year.
Yeah.
Like, and my wife made fun of one of my brother-in-laws because in our family group chat, he's like, Ma, are you watching this? Like, when and then everything starts to avalanche, and my wife looks at me as we're having dinner, and she goes, my brother's the mush. and I text my mother-in-law after. I said, hey, Dottie, great season. Sorry about today, but they had a great season. Didn't even get a response.
Oh, really? Nothing.
Yeah. So, and she's very sunny side up normally.
Yeah.
But I'm saying people are crushed today, at least a little bit.
Well,
I'm sure.
The way they lost is devastating. Yeah. The way they lost is going to leave a mark.
Because that's something that's going to live with them throughout the whole year, all the way till next year. They're going to be thinking about if we just kicked a field goal and tied the game.
Well, and when you watched, remember the first two games that they played, there was they were showing, I didn't see it in this broadcast, because they were in San Francisco, but the first two games they played at home, there was that guy, right, who had been to every Lions game since they won a championship
last
in
57. There's always one of those, right?
He was like a kid.
Yeah.
His parents owned the tickets, but he's had the tickets since then, and it was that one guy, like that guy. I mean, that guy's probably feeling okay about it today because he's seen really bad seasons.
Although he knows he may never see this again.
Right, because he's old.
Because he's old, right?
But, you know, he got close. And it's funny because I watched the Barry Sanders doc the night before.
Oh, did you? I watched that a while back.
I specifically wanted, I hadn't watched it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to watch it the night before the game. And it's like, it really does get a sense. You get a sense, to your point, of how miserable an experience those people have had as sports fans. People here have no freaking clue how lucky you are.
Super Bowls, NBA Finals.
To have so many teams to start off with and so many opportunities to have won championships.
Yep.
Like, you should really cherish that. And Laker fans, actually, I felt like had a better sense of it when they had, it had been so long since they had won.
Yes.
Right? It went 10 years. Because that's
so long, 10
but
years.
But for them, that's
for
an eternity.
Yeah, for a long time for the Lakers.
That's an eternity.
It's funny to say.
But now it's like Laker fans are back to being Laker fans. They're just like, they're screaming and yelling about every single moment. But think about it this way. It could be way worse. Yeah. You could be Cleveland or Detroit or one of these towns that hasn't won Jack in a long time.
So Bergman on Friday told me, and he sat in the studio with me and Momo on Friday.
Yeah.
He said, don't worry about breaks. Breaks don't matter anymore. This is what you said when you were in the studio. Now you're outside the studio. Now do you care about breaks?
I mean, when you're ready to go to a break, go to a break. But you don't have to.
Yeah, we got
to
get John.
All right, yeah. Okay, we'll
John's
get John.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay.
You have a Books read?
You know, I have a book. Thank you.
You do a Books read.
Yeah,
you got a Books. I got a Books. We're like, oh, he's like Oprah. You
double Books.
You got a Books. I got a Books. Everybody's got a Books.
You have a Books.
I have a Books later.
Later. Okay, stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. We are just a little over 2 weeks away, and this is one you don't want to screw up. You got to get this right. Do you feel the heat at Valentine's Day to get things right? Of course you do. And right now, you can order fresh flowers, farm fresh flowers from Books. That's short for bouquets. Anybody out there, you end up in the doghouse on Valentine's Day? Not me. I'm always sending farm fresh flowers from Books. I send them to one already. Short for bouquets. I got you covered. 25% off your entire purchase at the Books Company. Books is my go-to flower source. Here's why. The flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, even farms on the side of a volcano. So they stay fresh way longer. Books is easy. Buy roses in one click or choose one of their unique modern designs you can't find anywhere else, like the 100 red roses you've heard about. Valentine's Day coming up February 14th. I placed my order early and picked my delivery date. Don't believe it when she says, you don't have to get me anything. Be the hero. Go to Books.com. Use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Books.com. Promo code ESPN. Books, promo code ESPN. Mason and Ireland, combo plate actually, 710 ESPN. Mace and Shidano, and now John Ireland joins us from Houston, getting ready for Rockets Lakers a little bit later on. We'll have the pregame for you coming up at 3:30 this afternoon with Slee. Ireland, what's going on, man?
What's happening, boys? How's everybody?
We're all good. We've been talking about the games, the two championship games yesterday. As a side note here, you and I both made a bunch of mythical money yesterday.
We did, but is Ramona there yet?
No, she's coming in. It's me and Sedano. Ramona won't be here till Wednesday.
Okay, so Ramona's probably going to get 25. I made 35 grand in mythical money yesterday, but
yes.
Ramona's probably going to get 25 of it back because at the start of the playoffs, I took the Niners and the Ravens and gave her the field.
Right,
the Chiefs win.
If Kansas City wins, you lose 25K.
Right, so I give most of it back. You made like 50, right?
Yeah, 65. I hit a four-leg parlay. I don't know if I don't think I've ever hit a four-leg parlay. I don't think the show has ever hit a four-leg parlay. It was
that's 11-1.
11-1, 55K. So so it was a good day. By the way, whenever we talk about Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to PrizePicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. John, are you in the clear camp? I think we were texting yesterday, so I know you are. That Dan Campbell screwed up that game by not kicking field goals?
No question. Yeah, absolutely screwed it up. I think that it's okay to be rah-rah and bite kneecaps, but in the playoffs, everything slows down and points are more valuable, and he knows that. I mean, hopefully he won't make the same mistake again. But, yeah, I think I texted it to you. If he kicks those two field goals, then Jared Goff at the end of the game is driving to win it.
Yeah.
And it's a completely different animal.
Yeah, I get the first one, like going for it, I get it. But the second one, when you can tie the game, just seems dumb to me.
Yeah, I didn't get it. And by the way, I'm picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, aren't you guys?
I think I like the Chiefs. My early favorite is the Chiefs. They're 1-point dogs right now.
I'm done picking against Mahomes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
That's
my whole attitude. He goes into Buffalo and wins. I mean, like it's nothing. Then he goes into Baltimore and wins like it's nothing. He's just too good.
So, Ireland, Saturday. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask George. George, I think Lakers-Warriors Saturday night is the game of the year in the NBA so far. Am I forgetting about something, or is that it?
No, that's the game. I tweeted that in real time. I also said we should clone LeBron and Steph so we can just do this forever.
It was as fun of a game to be at in person as I can remember it, because you literally thought, all right, whoever has the ball last is going to win. They were both that good. And, you know, the Lakers deciding not to foul on multiple occasions, which I still don't understand, kept Golden State in it. They hit a three to send it to overtime. They hit a three that I thought Steph's three was going to win the game at the end of the second OT. And then I thought LeBron shut a lot of people up because not only did he take the ball to the basket, but, George, you know this, there's been a knock on him about being able to make free throws in the clutch late mm-hmm. in games in fourth quarter and overtime. And those were like, they were nothing. He squished them both, and that was the game.
At that point, I just felt like LeBron, there's no way LeBron's going to miss those free throws the way he was playing. I just didn't think he was. I know he's like 75% or whatever it is, but I thought there's no way LeBron is going to blow this game.
George, you might know better than me. I think, Mace, that in the fourth quarter, his percentage is way down from that.
Mm. Like
his regular percentage is 75, but in the fourth quarter and in clutch overtime, it's closer to 50 or 60.
Yeah, it's in the 60% zone. Yep.
So, you know, there was some question as to whether I was making, but I was really happy for him to, I mean, who knows how much longer we're going to get to see LeBron.
Yeah.
And so for him to go toe-to-toe with Steph, and really outplayed Steph. That was my favorite LeBron game that I can remember. He did everything. He threw a pass in the first half, guys, that it was a kind of a side shuffle bounce pass from about 60 feet away that hit D'Angelo Russell in stride, and he just laid it in. And there's maybe two guys in the NBA that can make that pass, and he's one of them. I think Jokic is probably the other. But it was an unbelievable game, and I'm hoping that it was so emotional and drained everybody. I'm hoping they have gas left in the tank for tonight.
Well, right now, AD and LeBron are both listed as questionable. Generally speaking, they're listed as questionable. Do you know anything more than that?
I'd be surprised if they don't play, but I never assume anything. I mean, last time we played in Houston, AD didn't play, and we got blown out. And then the other two games, we played the Rockets, we beat them. So with AD and LeBron, I would favor the Lakers slightly. And without either one of them, I would favor the Rockets. So I think they're both going to try
to play. By the way, game of games this week, John, it's the last week of the month. And that means you can't play. Or will you play?
Well, it depends. I'll check in as soon as I get to the arena.
Yep.
But we stay pretty far away from the arena here, and my guess is I won't be there in time, but I'll try.
Oh, shoot.
But I don't think – how are you still leading?
Yeah, Mason 5, Lahr 4, Ireland 3, Bergman 3, Brian 2. So everybody's in it because today's worth 2.
Yeah, I'll make every – whose game is it today?
Mine. Now's
okay,
your chance.
Make every attempt to be there.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know if I'm – I'm kind of at the mercy of the Houston freeway system, which is not encouraging.
Yeah.
Tons of traffic.
We're leaving early. Yeah, we're leaving early, so I might make
it. All right. Well, listen.
Sedano knows this. We used to stay right across the street from the Toyota Center.
Right.
But when Tillman Fertitta bought the Rockets, he has a really nice hotel, but it's 25 miles out of town, but we all stay there now. It's a great place.
Yeah, I remember he was always trying to convince us to have ESPN have him stay there, but the whole point was like, no, it's too far, dude. Like, it takes forever to get to this to the arena.
Yeah, it might be worth it. It's an incredible spot.
Because the other spot, I'm sure you guys were the same place we used to be, and you could walk if you wanted to the arena.
Yeah, I did walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if I make it. But so you guys are on to win 3:30 today?
3:30 today, yeah, which means Game of Games will be at 3:15.
All right, I will make every attempt to rejoin you then. If not, Sedano, take him down.
Yes.
And have Mace win twice in 6 months.
All right.
That would be brutal.
Ireland, maybe we'll talk to you later on.
All right, guys, have a good show. Okay,
see ya.
By the way, it helps me if you win. I want you to win.
You want me to win?
Correct.
Oh, you don't want Bergman to win?
I don't want Bergman to win.
I want to win. So, Sedano, I need you to just
right.
back
Sedano,
off.
Right, Sedano, you got to kill this game. Off. You got to kill this game.
Brian can win because then he'll be one back.
One back. Exactly.
Exactly. Winning, baby.
All right, coming up next, somebody could very well win $1 million.
Somebody's.
Somebody's. Plus, we'll spin the wheel of questions. Mason and Ireland, actually, combo plate. Me, Sedano, 710 ESPN. Here we go. Wheel of questions. Combo plate today. Sedano's here. Interesting. All right. If you sent out one last text message to everybody in the world.
Okay.
What would it say? One last text message to the entire world. What would it say?
Like I'm on my deathbed, you're saying?
Yeah, you're going to go. This is it.
Right.
To the entire world.
Do me a favor. Stop being bleep holes to each other.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I thought you were going to send them to Terminal H.
No, that's it. Yeah. Just like, listen, here's a one man's dying wish. Stop being bleep holes to each other.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of, for me, it's kind of along the same lines. It was be kind to each other.
Mine a little more direct.
Yeah, yours is more direct. Yours is more Sedano-ish.
Yours is more Hallmark.
Yeah.
Brian?
Reference my first tweet. It would be ELE. Everybody love everybody.
Everybody love
Favorite
everybody.
Quote of all time.
I like that. You are such a stoner. All right. I would just say good night, everybody. Thanks for everything. And by the way, I had the exact same thing. Be nice to each other. So we all kind of said the same thing.
Yeah, because people are jerks.
People are kind of jerks.
They are. Exactly. People are rude and mean for no reason whatsoever, just to be mean.
Exactly.
Well, it's the social media component that has now manifested itself in real life.
I agree. I agree. People think I can say it on Twitter, so I can say it to your face.
Yeah.
Don't.
No.
It's like the opposite. Normally, people tweet. It used to be people would tweet from behind their keyboards. You'd never see them. Now they'll actually say to you what they would tweet. There's a rudeness.
Really?
Reality TV, by the way, has a huge role in this, too.
Oh, no question.
Reality TV, everybody is terrible to each other, and I think it's a license for other people to be terrible to each other.
I would 100% agree with that, Mace.
So when you're at remotes, right, when we were at the Ralphs in Redondo Beach, did people walk up to you and say all the things they say about you on the internet?
No.
No, because the people that are going to go to Ralph's in Redondo Beach are big fans.
Yeah, they're fans
of what you do. So, like, if you don't like something, though, like the chances of you going out of your way to go visit it is God. I mean, that would take a whole different level of like vitriol.
Right,
you know?
And it's also fan behavior at this point. Fan behavior's completely out of control. Whether it's throwing snowballs in Buffalo or mouthing off to players at NBA games. I mean, a lot of that stuff is, it used to be just for Twitter. Now it's for, I guess you just say it to those players.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's crazy. Terrible. All right, so Bergman, this is better news.
Better news?
Somebody may very well win $1 million.
Yeah, it's not just somebody. It's a lot of people.
Courtesy
yeah.
of this radio station.
Courtesy of us.
Yes. So 13 different people have a chance to win $1 million. 13
Crazy.
People picked the Chiefs and the Niners in the Super Bowl.
And this was Million Dollar Mondays. We did it throughout the fall.
Yep.
And, you know, you throw it out there and you think, all right, who's actually going to get the right two? 13 people have Niners Chiefs.
Yes.
Right.
And one of the most amazing ones, the very first person on Travis and Sliwa, the very first person on September 18th took 49ers 31, Chiefs 34. His name was Aaron Joya, and he chose it right from the very first
game. It'd be something
game.
If the very first guy to play in the contest won $1 million. I would say 13 people. How many have the Chiefs? How many have the Niners? It's kind of split,
close.
Isn't it?
It's like 7-6 or 7
right it's right in that
five.
Ballpark
it's
yeah
all, like it's mostly Chiefs. I think there's more Chiefs predictions than 49ers predictions, but it's still really close.
Yeah good for everybody, man.
And
I hope
everybody is over like 30. It's like 34-31, 27-24, 35-31. They think high scoring.
Yeah, you know, I discovered over the weekend,
which by the way may not be.
No, I don't.
I mean, those defenses are
yeah,
very good.
Very
they're both
good.
Really good defenses.
I discovered over the weekend, and I meant to take a video of this. My dog, Ron, watches games. I can
He's
see
a game
him,
watcher?
I can see him watching the football game.
Follows the ball.
My other dogs couldn't care less. I don't even know if they can see TV. Ron, his head will go back and forth as the play moves back and forth. It's crazy. But I always thought dogs could not see TV. Is that not real?
Why wouldn't they be able to see
TV? I heard they can't see TV.
My new dog, as soon as he sees any kind of animal, giraffe, lion, or dog on the TV, full attention.
Full attention.
Yeah, it's got it, honing it in. Yeah. Oh, yeah, following that sucker down.
The one thing that must stop is the sound of doorbells in commercials.
Oh, yeah, because it definitely gets the doorbell.
Oh, my God. Every time there's a doorbell, like a Postmates ad, means my dogs are about to go nuts. So they gotta lay off that. All right, so I got a little information here, Shidano.
Okay.
We've all been talking about DeJounte Murray mm-hmm. as potentially a guy that the Lakers would target. This is the most recent Mark Stein report. He says, trade talks tend to be fluid this time of year and can easily spark up again. What are we doing that for? Can easily spark up again. But one source briefed on the talks termed the idea of Murray landing with the Lakers before the deadline as unrealistic. This is as of yesterday.
Because they want multiple picks.
Yeah, and the Lakers don't have picks to the end of the season.
The Lakers can unlock up to 3 picks in the offseason
right.
if they're willing to be patient. But it's tough to be patient when you got a 39-year-old yeah. ball player.
Who, by the way, is he here next year? Is he not here next year?
I think he's probably here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a guarantee.
No.
I mean, nothing. Look, do I think it's likely he's here? Yes. If I had to guess for sure, I think he's here. If I had to bet my life on it. But am I 100% sure? Nope.
Yeah. They talked about Austin Reeves. This is Jovan Buha. Lakers have no interest in trading Reeves. The exception would be in a deal for a clear-cut third all-star and a name like Lauri Markkanen being the only player of that ilk potentially available on the trade market and an unrealistic option for the Lakers, to be clear. So it's not. Now, how do you get better if you're not going to move valuable pieces and you don't have draft picks? I don't know how you improve this team. I don't know who you go out and get to get this team better. Look, Saturday night was unbelievably entertaining. It was a really fun game.
But they're also, they were nip and tuck with the team as 4 games under 500.
Correct, exactly. Yeah. That's the context.
Like, the Warriors are not the Warriors right now.
Yeah, it's a very ordinary Golden State team. They took them to double overtime. They won that game. It was spectacular, but it's the Warriors.
Yeah, it's the Warriors. And also, it seems over and over again, they're giving up 100 points in the third quarter is what seems to be happening. Their defense is just not where it needs to be. So, I mean, Sedano, is Lauri Markkanen going to really change your defense that much?
No.
No, he's a very good player, though.
Yeah. Very good player. But
I mean, it would make them very big.
They need another big, but is that the right one?
Yeah, but I mean, he's not like a center.
He's like a wing. He's not a.
Right. He's more like big, right. Big. He's a big guy. He plays more like Dirk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
he's a nice player.
Yeah. Not that he's Dirk, but he plays more like that.
Exactly. So, Sedano, on February 8th, is DeJounte Murray a Laker?
No, because again, the reports are that they want two picks. The Lakers can't afford that because they don't have them to give. And Quinn Snyder allegedly is trying to keep him. I think that Quinn Snyder needs good defensive players in that team. They're the 27th ranked defense. He has historically been one. He hasn't helped this team very much, but the rest of that team is just a disaster. And when you're playing next to Trae Young, who's an excellent offensive player and a negative defensive player, there's only so much you can do. If I were them, I would not deal DeJounte Murray if I were the Hawks. I would certainly want him if I were the Lakers, especially if it's for D'Angelo. Even though I know everyone's screaming now that you got to keep D'Angelo, I'm like, no, you sell high on D'Angelo because I don't think that there's anything in his body of work that says that
he's going to be this consistent.
Right.
Yeah, he's last five games, 27.6 points, 6.8 assists, shooting 55% from three. 55% from three. He has been unconscious.
And Murray is under contract
for 3 years.
Three more years after this at under $30 million.
Which is a good value.
Yes.
Good value.
Okay. Is D'Angelo on the Lakers on February 8th?
I don't know how they get better without trading D'Angelo. I don't see how they can do it. What other pieces do they?
It's the only. If they were going to make a move, he'd be the only piece that would have to, that could move. So yeah, the answer. If I had to guess, and they're going to try to do something, if I had to guess, then I would say he's not on the team.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he is on the team.
No, I don't.
But only because I think they're going to try to make a move.
Right, and he's the most tradable player they've got.
The craziest thing about it all is, too, is that every year we talk about LeBron needs lasers. LeBron needs – he needs shooters. You need three-point shooters.
Right.
He's the only guy that's hitting three-point shots.
Really do this consistently. I know he's on a run, but I don't know if he'll do it consistently.
I've always thought that is a contract.
Let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is very simple. I'm old enough to remember that Dave McMiniman wrote a story during the Western Conference Finals that they were afraid to bench him because they might lose him.
Yeah.
Do you think – he can stop Jamal Murray, or at least even play him evenly, because I don't.
I absolutely do not. And
then there you go. There's your answer.
I know. From the beginning of the season, I have said and totally think that he was brought back here as just a contract. He was a contract to be moved at some point. And so, yes, him being moved is the right way to go. But the way that he's been playing, nobody else hits threes on this team ever.
Right.
At this consistency right now, whether he can do it later on. He got played off in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. Terrible series.
Yes.
Terrible series. I tell you, I think they've got to find a way to get better somehow. And I think the only player they've got who's easily movable is D'Angelo. His value probably has never been higher than it is right now at this moment.
Mm.
You think his value has been higher?
I mean, when he was younger, it was higher.
Right.
I think people realize he's a formed player at this point.
Right. I mean, he's.
I mean, you're more willing to take a chance on a younger player who you think you can mold as opposed to a guy who's like 27 or 28 who's, you know, already been in the league for this.
Yeah.
Long,
just the way he's playing right now makes it is valuable, I think, to Rob Pelinka to be able to move him.
Right. Look, if I'm Rob Pelinka, and it's funny because I did the Hoop Collective this weekend with Brian.
Oh, nice. I will wind up listening to that this
Tim
week.
And Tim McMahon.
Yeah.
And Tim McMahon had a great point. Like, if you're Rob Pelinka. I mean, a great point in the way Rob Pelinka should try to sell.
Sure.
He should be calling Atlanta and be like, do you see the way D'Angelo Russell's playing?
Yeah, exactly.
Forget about us giving you a pick. You should give us a pick for D'Angelo Russell. Like, he needs to try to incept that into Landry Fields over there in Atlanta. Not that I think it'll work, but that's what he should be selling. Is like, dude, this guy, he's hitting his own. It's his stride. Like, he should be selling D'Angelo Russell has finally got it to work, right?
Yeah,
like, that this is who he's going to be moving forward. I just don't know if teams are going to buy that.
All right, coming up next for you is I've got my little list of things, what you need to know.
Oh!
Plus, are we still doing 2 o'clock? We can still do 2 o'clock call today.
Yeah, after what you need to know.
877-710-ESPN. There's a promo running where I almost give my home phone number when I did the 2 o'clock call of the day. It's 877-710-ESPN. You got a reaction to the Lions collapsing against the 49ers or Lamar Jackson failing against Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes getting to his fourth Super Bowl in 5 years. Lakers spectacular game on Saturday night. Really, really entertaining. But What do they need to do? Is D'Angelo a guy they trade right now? All that stuff. 877-710-ESPN. Combo plate, 710-ESPN.